Unit 3. Part 1. Language Skills Development. 1. Starter.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer for each question you hear.
Hi, Tom. What are you reading? Anything interesting? Hi, Jack. I'm reading a report about identity theft. According to the report, 9 million people become victims of identity theft each year in our country, and the average loss for each person is about $5,000. $5,000? That's a lot of money. Why are those people so careless? Most people are careful enough. People are becoming more and more dependent on the internet to communicate with each other. You may not realize that some bad guys are spying on your personal information when you surf the internet. So, it is dangerous to buy things online? If your personal information was stolen, you would suffer great loss to your bank account. You can say that again. You can never be too careful in dealing money matters. Check your bank account thoroughly and regularly to keep your money safe. Thank you. I'll do it on my way to the stadium. Do you want to play basketball with us? Okay, just a minute. I'll get my togs on.
2. Text. Catch another you.
18 months after moving in with his fiancée, Joe Tremba received a collection letter about a past due credit card account that had been assigned to a collection agency. I was confused, said Tremba, who always pays his bills on time. I have only one credit card, an American Express card, that I pay in full every month. The letter referred to a Visa card with a $5,000 balance. Tremba immediately called both the collection agency and the original creditor. After hours of detective work, Tremba discovered that an identity thief forged a credit card application sent to Tremba at his previous address. Tremba explained the situation to the collection company as well as the Visa card representatives. The trouble was, the creditors had no way of knowing whether Tremba was telling the truth. 12 months later, Tremba still answers calls from creditors trying to collect the debt. Though Tremba wants to buy a house, the collection account wreaked havoc on his credit score. He wonders whether he should keep fighting to have the collection account removed from his credit report. Sometimes he thinks he should pay the entire $5,000 bill and be done with it. Either way, he knows he must delay the purchase of a home for his new family because his credit score is too low to receive the best interest rates. I've heard of this sort of thing happening to other people, so I've always been careful, said Tremba. I check my credit card and bank statements thoroughly. I don't know how I could have prevented this. Indeed, Tremba follows almost all of the rules of identity fraud prevention. He shreds important documents, never uses roadside mailboxes to send important information, and keeps his social security number under lock and key. Could Tremba's situation have been prevented? What could he have done? Aside from opting out of credit card offers that arrive via postal mail, call 1-888-5-OPT-OUT. The best way to nip credit card fraud in the bud is to catch the thief early, preferably within the first 30 days. Identity theft victimizes more than 9 million Americans each year, and the average amount stolen is $4,841, according to the 2010 Javelin Identity Fraud Survey report. But if suspicious activity is reported within the first 30 days, creditors can efficiently track fraudulent purchases, and consumers have a faster, cheaper resolution. Take Tremba. If he had known about the fraudulent activity 18 months ago, he could have called the creditor immediately and cancelled the account. he would have remembered details on certain days, possibly offering proof that he was not physically present at the location and time certain charges were made to the Visa account. The account would never have been sent to collections, nor would it have harmed Tremba's credit score. And most likely, after initiating a speedy investigation, the creditor would have concluded that Tremba was not responsible. But Tremba did not know about the activity until 18 months after the account was opened. Until the collection company finally tracked him down, the monthly statements from Visa, late payment notices, and collection alerts were all sent to another address. Now, the creditor has no way of knowing whether Tremba's story is true or just another tall tale by a deadbeat debtor who wants to weasel his way out of paying a bill. What should Tremba have done differently? Philip X. Tiron, author of 7 Steps to a 720 Credit Score, says consumers should pull their credit reports at least quarterly. By monitoring their reports regularly, victims may catch identity theft early. Consumers often worry that by pulling their own credit reports, they will hurt their scores. It's not true, said Tiron. The idea that pulling your own credit report will hurt your score is a myth, said Tiron. When you pull your own credit report, the activity appears as a soft inquiry. Unlike hard inquiries, those initiated by outside creditors such as mortgage brokers, automobile companies, or credit card companies. Soft inquiries are not factored into the equation that determines your score. A person's credit report can show a new soft inquiry every month, and the score still will not drop a single point, assured Tyrone. When reviewing your credit report, be sure to check for accounts that do not belong to you. If you do not recognize an account, call both the creditor and the credit bureau, whose phone numbers will be included on your credit report. Personal information such as names, phone numbers, date of birth, addresses, or social security numbers that do not belong to you. Often, mistakes in personal information are just that, mistakes. This misinformation could be as simple as an innocent typo, but it might also be an indication of identity theft. Outdated or incomplete information. You might notice a previous address on your credit report, or your name might be listed as John Latimer Funston instead of John Latimer Funston Jr. Though these might seem like small details, the more accurate your credit report is, the harder it will be for would-be thieves to intercept your personal information. And finally, if you are a victim of identity theft, be sure to follow some simple steps to mitigate the damage. These include placing a fraud alert on your credit report, filing a police report, and filling out an identification theft complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. Unfortunately, you might not always be able to ward off identity thieves entirely, but you can make it as difficult as possible for these criminals to steal from you and your family. By remaining vigilant and aware of all items in your credit report, you can minimize the risks of having your identity compromised and nip fraudulent behavior in the bud before it becomes a disaster. To help protect yourself and your family, consider investing in an identity theft protection product such as Protect My ID, which will monitor your personal information and alert you to key changes.
New words.
Fiancé.
Assign.
Balance.
Creditor.
Forge.
Wreak.
Havoc.
Fraud.
Shred.
Opt.
Nip.
Bud.
Preferably.
Victimize.
Fraudulent.
Resolution.
Proof.
Deadbeat.
Weasel.
Quarterly.
Myth.
Inquiry.
Mortgage.
Broker.
Equation.
Assure.
Bureau.
Misinformation.
Typo.
Intercept.
Mitigate.
Ward.
Vigilant.
6. Practice listening.
Listen to a short passage entitled Cyberbullying Spreads in the US and answer the following questions.
Cyberbullying spreads in the US. A news report on the influence of the internet on US teens reports that one-third of teenagers who surf the net have been victims of cyberbullying. The research, conducted by the Pew Internet and American Life Project, says about one-third of all teenagers who use the internet say they have been targets of a range of annoying and potentially threatening online activities, such as receiving threatening messages, having their private emails or text messages forwarded without permission, having embarrassing pictures posted without permission, or having rumors about them spread online. However, the most common complaint from online teens was about private information being shared, rather than direct threats or physical violence. Teenagers still believe that worse bullying happens offline. The report discovered that as more young people join social networking sites such as MySpace and Facebook, they are making themselves weak by sharing more of their personal information online for cyberbullies to find. The survey found that 39% of social network users had been cyberbullied in some way, compared to 22% of online teens who had never used social networks. Report author Amanda Lenhart commented, "Bullying has entered the digital age. The materials of bullying would have been whispered, shouted, or passed around. Now, with a few clicks, a photo, a video, or a conversation can be shared with hundreds via email or millions through a website, online profile, or blog posting." Part 2. Language and Use. 1. Dialogue. Telephone banking. A customer is calling the bank sales representative to inquire about telephone banking services. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks. Then read it aloud.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hello, I'd like some information on the telephone banking services offered at your bank.
Certainly. What would you like to know?
How do I sign up?
Just let me know. I'll sign you up immediately.
Can you tell me how the telephone banking services work?
You can do all your day-to-day banking over the telephone 24 hours a day.
That's great. How do I access my account?
Just call the bank, key in your PIN number, and listen to the menu of options.
How do I choose the options I want?
Just press the number for the service according to the recording.
What kind of things can I do?
You can check your balance, pay bills, order a statement, or even transfer money to another account.
That's fantastic. Can I trade stocks and bonds?
I'm afraid you'll have to have a special account for that.
What about getting help if I have any problems?
There's an automated answering machine, and staff are available 9 to 5, 7 days a week.
It all sounds good to me. I'd like to sign up.
All right. Could you answer a few questions, please?
Certainly.
New words.
Fantastic.
Bond.
Automated.
2. Pair work. Talking about online shopping. Reference answer.
Do you know how to buy things online?
Yes. Last week I bought a pair of shoes online.
Is it very difficult to buy things from online shops?
No, it's quite easy. It saves you time as well as money.
Really? I need a chemistry book badly, but it is sold out in the bookstore.
Don't worry. You can buy one from an online shop.
Tell me how to do it.
First, register on a shopping website and become a member. Then log on to the website with your ID, choose the book you want, and drag the picture of it into your shopping cart. Done. You can even get a discount.
Fantastic. How should I pay the seller?
No problem. A couple of days later, the book will be delivered to you. After checking it is the right book, you can pay via your bank or PayPal.
Terrific! I cannot wait to have a try. Thank you.
Good luck!
3. Text. Online Payment Solutions. In order to conduct online transactions between you and your customer, you need an online payment system to facilitate your online transactions. Common uses of online payment systems: sending money to friends and family, paying for online purchases, receiving secure, instant payment for auctions, sending a payment request to a customer, receiving charity donations, collecting money for a group gift, an event, or a dinner bill. PayPal and WorldPay are the online payment system market leaders. However, other options such as Beanstream and VersaPay are also available. Advantages of using online payment systems: it enables your business to accept payments and other transactions online. It enables transactions in various currencies in all major countries. Online transactions take place in real time. Some providers have simple, user-friendly interfaces. Disadvantages of using online payment systems: online transaction problems can become your problems even though it's handled by your provider. It is expensive to customize an online payment system. You may incur high chargeback penalties, especially if you're using their merchant account. You may not own the rights for your online payment system. This can be an issue when selling your business. A few examples. PayPal. PayPal is a well-established, through eBay, provider of online payment solutions. With PayPal, you can accept all major credit cards. PayPal also allows you to set up debit card payments and email transfers. WorldPay. An alternative to PayPal is WorldPay. It allows you to accept all major credit cards. WorldPay also allows you to accept debit card transactions and local payment schemes. WorldPay might be a better option for you if you do most of your business in Europe. Beanstream. Beanstream offers you a variety of payment processing and authentication services. Unlike PayPal and WorldPay, which have limited customization capabilities, Beanstream can design and build customized payment solutions for your e-business. VersaPay. Located in Vancouver, British Columbia, VersaPay offers online merchants a wide variety of advanced credit and debit card processing services. Like Beanstream, VersaPay can design and build customized payment solutions for your e-business. When starting a business, PayPal and WorldPay may be the best options for you. However, when your e-business starts to pick up, you may want to consider other providers, such as Beanstream and VersaPay, that can customize your online payment system.
3. New words.
Facilitate.
Donation.
Interface.
Customize.
Chargeback.
Scheme.
Authentication.
Capability.
Proper nouns.
PayPal.
WorldPay.
Beanstream.
VersaPay.
Vancouver.
British Columbia.